Hello, everyone. Good morning. Happy Saturday. It's Coach Christy here with you guys today. And it is my first day back. I've been on vacation for, I don't know, it feels like a long time, but it's only been like about a week. Let's see who we have here. Say good morning in the chat so I know that you all can hear me. Give me a thumbs up, give me some kind of reaction. So I can see. Thank you. Hey, Annette. Hi from Iowa. Oh, thanks, everybody. I feel a little bit rusty today because I've been on vacation. My son got married. Hey, Ellen. He got married. Gosh, tomorrow it will have already been a week, which is so crazy. I posted a few photos in our maintenance group on Facebook. It was amazing, y'all. It was so good. Literally, my family just left this morning at 6:30, so I have a quiet house. Well, except for my cleaning crew who is out doing my house right now, and it's going to be amazing. Nice to have my house all clean, and my daughter's still here. But other than that, everyone is gone. Pam, your son gets married on March 29th. Yes, it was such a fun time. Congratulations to you, Pam. It's such a bittersweet. I mean, tears and joy and sadness and just all the feels, which is fantastic that I just went through this because here's what we're going to talk a little bit about today before we get started with open coaching. So think about how you're doing on your maintenance journey. Today's the day. You all know that as maintainers, we get to meet together once a month on a call, and it's just for y'all. So this is your chance to raise your hand and get coaching on anything that you want to talk about. It doesn't have to be about weight loss. It doesn't have to be about maintenance. It could be life coaching things. It could be absolutely anything. This is a special call that is just for those of us in maintenance. If you're a little bit outside your maintenance range and you're trying to get back, that's okay. We can talk about that. But I did want to talk about our topic of the month, which is usually how I start my calls with y'all. Start talking a little bit about the focus for this month in NoBS is journaling. And I got a lot of thoughts about it. And just FYI, I brought my own journal and I thought, okay, this might be fun or not. You might think it's ridiculous, but I thought maybe I'd read one of my journal entries to y'all. So it can be like a little story time. I just is sort of going to open it and pick one that I think might be interesting. But normally I don't go back and read my journal, so but we can talk more about that. So as you're coming in, just hey Lori Dorman, you missed it. What's going on? Nothing's going on. We're just talking about all things maintenance. We're going to talk some about journaling, and then I'm going to open it up to you guys as usual, just for open coaching to talk about whatever y'all want to talk about. In maintenance. Okay. Let's see. Oh, you'd love to hear how I journal. Okay, great. I'm going to share. It's amazing. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my journaling story because I do have lots of thoughts about journaling. Gloria says, I have been caregiving for 6 months for my sister who is on hospice. She has Parkinson's, cancer, and dementia. I'm out of my range. Gloria, that makes sense. That makes sense. If you want to talk about that today, Gloria, let's raise your hand if you'd like to get some coaching. And if you're not ready for coaching and you have a question, you can put something in the Q&A and I can answer in the Q&A. And if none of that is in your purview today, then just know, Gloria, that we're here with you. What an amazing sense of love you must have for your sister, and I'm so sorry that you're going through this really hard time. She's really lucky to have somebody that can take care of her like that. And we're here with you. So let us know how we can support you, Gloria. Okay, so let me pull up my notes because y'all know that I just took some notes. I actually made these notes before I went on vacation. I kind of perused them a little bit this morning, but here we go. Okay, so welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're just filing in still, this is our once a month maintenance call. So we're going to be coaching after I do a little, give a few thoughts about journaling. I feel a little bit rusty. Like I feel like my mouth is not working today, but literally just came back from vacation. You guys are my first call after having been on vacation for my son's wedding. So I feel like my coaching skills are a little bit rusty, even though it's been a week. So here we go. Bear with me. Okay. I feel like today's topic that I'm going to be talking about is one of the most underrated, powerful tools for maintaining our weight and really just habits in general, journaling. And I never thought I would have ever said this. I was never a journaler. I wasn't like MJ was talking on the Wednesday call about having the little diary with like the lock and all this. I never had that. Like I never did that growing up. I had sticker albums. Not journaling, but you know, sticker albums. Do y'all remember? Was that it? That was an 80s thing, right? Like we used to trade stickers and all that stuff. We used to have photo albums filled with stickers, but I was never a journaler. And I didn't become a journaler, honestly, until, gosh, it was probably about 5 years ago, maybe. I was in OBS. I joined in 2018. I lost all my weight. Well, I got to where I first thought I wanted to be. And I hit my goal of 175, and then my son left for college. My firstborn left for college, the one who just got married. What the heck? He left for college, and we moved from Las Vegas to Texas. And I thought I had it all together. I was so happy to reach my first goal with no BS. And I was like, this is great. This is easy. And then all this stuff started happening in my life. We built a house. We moved. My daughter started a new school. My son was at college, lots of things. And I gained 15 pounds. I got back up to 190, maybe even 192, I think I saw at one point. And I was like, what the heck? What is going on? Like, I don't understand. I know what to do. Why am I not doing it? Just do the things. I kept telling myself the same thing. Just do it. Just do the things, Christy. This isn't that hard. It's the four basics, right? And then I got mad at Corinne and all of No BS because she was supposed to be the answer and blah, blah, blah. And I asked myself, okay, what is the one thing that Corinne teaches that I have not done yet? And it was journaling, it was thought work. And I was like, well, I guess I'm willing to give it a try. So I started small, but I'll get to that later. But that's how it became sort of my secret weapon. And it actually has become for me. And y'all, I'm telling you, if you're sitting there thinking, like, I'm not a journaler, I'm not woo, I don't want to do any of that, that's exactly how I was. That's exactly how I was. But when I gained 15 pounds and I couldn't figure out why I wasn't just doing the things, because I sat there and spun my wheels for like 3 or 4 months, I was like, okay, well, I'm kind of desperate. Like, I'm willing to try anything. Let me see if there's anything to this journaling thing. And I started out super small. And it just kind of flourished from there. And now it has become, honestly, my secret weapon. And it's become one of the things I look forward to most about my morning routine. So here's how I do it before I get into reading my own. I'm going to give you a little sample. This is like, you know, when you get download a book from Audible and you get a little sample. I'm going to give you a little sample of one of my journaling entries. But it's part of my morning routine. I have a sort of a mapped out morning routine. It is the last thing I do before I go into the gym to work out. And I have a journaling chair in my bedroom. I like to get my blanket out because I'm usually drinking my pre-workout and I get cold. So I have a blanket. I turn on spa music from, if you have iTunes, not iTunes, it's not called iTunes anymore. Jeez, it used to be called iTunes back in the day, remember? Apple Music or Spotify or whatever. I just, a lot of them have like stations, like radio stations that you can listen to. I like the spa one for journaling. It's fantastic. I don't like words because if there's words, then I'm going to sing along and I'm distracted. I can't have the TV on. I need quiet and I love a little sort of relaxing music. Let me show you the outside of my journal. Hold on. Let me see if I can find you on Zoom here because I just muted you. Okay. So here's the outside of my journal. It's just it looks like this. If you're listening to the replay, it's just a 8.5 by 11 notebook. I get them at TJ Maxx because they're like, how much was this one? $7. And they're really nice. And I have a thing for journals. And then because I like to get new ones. And then my husband for Christmas, he got me this. Can y'all see that? He got me this fancy pen. It's a Mont Blanc. I don't even know how to say that. But it has my initials on it. He said, this is for your journaling. So I love it. I just had to order new ink for it. Because I journal every day. Okay, so here we go. Sit back and relax. I'm going to read you one of my journals. Okay, so because everybody always wants to know, well, what do you journal about? Like, how do you get started? And I just want you to know that this is like a 5 year. This is like, I think it's like a page and a half long. And I did not start like this. I started with one sentence about how I thought my day went. That was my journaling habit back in the day when I gained 15 pounds. I started with one simple sentence about how I think my day went. And then it kind of started going into like a couple sentences and then like a paragraph, but it all started in my planner. I did not have a journal. That was intimidating. I didn't want to look at a blank page. It just started with one sentence about how I thought my day went. Okay. So this is from July 21st, 2024. So I was still in sort of trying to lose some weight. I can tell you right now, I was 163.0 because I wrote it. That was the first thing I wrote in my journal for years and years. We talked about this a couple months ago. Was it last month? I think it was 2 months ago. I told y'all the first thing I would write in my journal was my weight for the day. So here it goes. 163.0, up 3.8 from my lowest. Not loving it, but totally earned it. Overeats for sure the last 2 days and pretty big ones. Knew I was, but said, it's the weekend. I can afford it. I'm done dieting. But why do I not want to overeat besides weight loss? I do not like the feeling physically bloated, heavy. Also, I don't want to use food like that anymore. So today, I will let Bob be my guide. I will use the power of my thinking and my no BS skills to trust his wisdom. There's no doubt that I can have this off by the end of the week. Neutral stomach is my goal each day. Manage stress daily. Stay busy. Serve less. Listen to the voices in my head. One is saying, I can run to make up for the overeat. Steve is also saying, going to Heather's is going to mess it up. Heather's my friend. I'm sure she had some kind of get together at her house. But I can stop at neutral there too. Skip the apps have one, I guess. Okay, skip all the other apps. Have one plate of chips and queso on a plate, no grab ass. Save all other hunger for dinner. Wings, yum, I love wings. Wings, pork without a bun, and potato salad. One plate. Boy, I must have really been hammering that one plate. I said it like 3 times. Velvet ropes, be a taster, not an eater. Steve is going to want to blow it off. I will meal protocol before. One of my weekly and daily goals. Getting back to that today. We'll wait for hunger this morning. Eggs and cottage cheese, one toast slash fruit, bacon question mark, sausage question mark. Y'all, this is some deep stuff, right? Something on the healthier side. Tomorrow, I want to wake up and be lighter. Then keep losing throughout the week until I'm 159. That means neutral stomach at bedtime. That means serving less, healthier meals, water daily. It's simple. It means the four basics. That's all. Wait for hunger is first. That's gotten a bit sloppy. So for now, that's the first thing I will do today, knowing it might take a while. Remember, because I overate the night before. I'm good. I have several things to keep me busy today. I don't need food to entertain myself. Once I start work, I'll be grounded. Lots happening at the house this week. This is when we were still building the house. Tile. Shop should get started. Maybe the stairs. Virginia and I need to finish up plumbing choices. Okay. Feel like I'm all over the place. But I know how to lose weight. I know Steve will want to say it's fine just for today, and I will not be falling for that today. Tomorrow, I will wake up lighter and confident to get on the scale. And today will be an amazing and fun day of clients and friends. Maybe we'll see Jack this weekend too. Lots to look forward to. Okay, so as you can see, that was not super deep, right? It was not anything like I didn't talk about like my childhood or anything like that. It was just really a lot of, it was, I would kind of call it like a brain dump. Like it was just literally what was in my head. Like I was just writing, writing, writing. My first thoughts are usually about my weight and where I am on the scale because I've been trying to lose weight for like so many dang years. Right. And once I get past that, then I start thinking about my day and I start listening to my thoughts. I start thinking, like, what do I need to think today to be successful? What is going to get in my way? What is Steve going to say? How do I want to show up? It's really just a sort of an intentional, what do I want the day to look like? What is going to keep me from doing that? So, okay, let's talk a little bit about it. Here's why journaling helps me and can help you. If you've ever felt like you're just sort of winging it and you're just sort of wishing and hoping things will work out and you've You're realizing I'm struggling being consistent. Journaling can be a game changer for you. It was for me. It's not about writing a novel. I mean, that was literally a page and a half. I felt like longer because I was flubbing my words because I don't pay attention to my handwriting when I journal. It's about getting your thoughts out of your head and onto your paper so you can create awareness about what it is you're thinking. Because as we know, whatever it is you're thinking is going to dictate how you show up. What's that saying, y'all? What do they say? If you th whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. So what that means is if you think you can have a great day and make it a weight loss day or make it a maintenance day, you probably will because your actions will flow for that. If you think you can't, your actions are going to flow from that thought. So journaling is a way for you to see exactly what is in your head because whatever's in your head is going to drive the actions of the day. It also gives you the opportunity to then decide, as you read in, as I read to you in my journaling, how do I want to show up today? It's not just about seeing the thoughts that you have. It's a place for you to see and write down the thoughts you want to have. So it is a place to set your intention. It's kind of like twofold for me. What is up there that's going to keep me from showing up the way that I want to? And then how do I need to think to show up the way that I want to? So that's kind of how I use it. So it allows you to see what's really going on in your head. It allows you to notice any patterns in your thinking and behaviors. You notice I said in mine, my waiting for hunger has gotten a little bit sloppy. I said that in mine, right? So I could see it was a chance for me to write down, like, hey, listen, Christy, you've been eating before you're actually hungry, and that's gotten a little messy. Let's tighten that up today. It can keep you from making emotional in the moment decisions. If I journal in the morning about what Steve is going to say later in the day, about like, oh, it won't matter. It's just for today. Let's just do it today. I think that was one of the things I said, right? That he would say. If he does say that later in the day, my brain's like, oh, we already knew. We already knew this was going to happen. We predicted this. Remember, this morning we wrote about it. So it is a way to help you from making emotional eating decisions in the moment. It's also a place for you to get to see what's working and what's not working, and maybe what just needs a little bit of tweaking. I talked about in that in mine. Hey, here's what works for you, Christy. Serving less. Do that again. I said that, right? It also, and this was, I think, one of the biggest things that journaling does for me. It helps you build trust with yourself because when you write about your behaviors, your actions, your thoughts, it's you taking ownership of your journey. Because when I write, like, hey, this is what Steve is going to say, this is what my thoughts are going to be, it's allowing me to see I can take control of those thoughts. I am in the driver's seat versus just going through your day wondering what is happening with your behaviors. Why am I doing this? If I journal about it and I journal about my thoughts that are driving those actions, I'm then able to say, oh, but if I think something different, my actions could be different. So it builds accountability with yourself. For me, my journaling time in the morning is all about connecting with myself. It is all about just let me just see what's going on in there. It is my personal private time. It's a judgment-free zone. I can write anything that I want to in there, and no one's going to see it but me. And half the time, I don't even go back and read it. Actually, more than half the time, I hardly ever go back and read it. So that's the great thing about journaling. It really is your space. It's a place to be honest without judgment. And when it comes to maintaining your weight, your journal is a tool that you can use for accountability and problem solving. Not into having a journal like mine? Don't. Write in your maintenance planner, right? If you're using the No BS weight loss planner, write in there. It doesn't, there, write it on a napkin. It doesn't have to be in a special place. I just like it. Okay. So here's some common objective or objections that I've heard from my clients and from y'all in No BS. So the first one is I don't have time. Now, I probably spend about now, I would say maybe 15 minutes journaling. Sometimes less, but maybe about 15 minutes. But that's again not how I started. I started with that one sentence. So that I don't have time is BS. That is some BS that your Steve is saying to keep you from doing it, right? So I want you to remember your new thought about it. If your biggest objection is I don't have time, then your new thought is I can just start with one sentence. I can see what one sentence does. Okay? You don't need 30 minutes, you don't even need 5 minutes. If you have time to scroll on your phone, you have time to write one line. Start the way I did. If you're doing your assessment at the end of the day, write one sentence about how I think my day went. I think my day went great because whatever, just one little thing. That's how you can start. If you are a non-journaler, start something like that. How about this one? This one was when I don't know what to write. New thought. There's no right or wrong way. You just need to start. Just write something. Shit, write on your paper. I don't know what to write. And then listen for what comes up. You can also use there's a journaling prompts on the website. You can come to the maintenance group and say, "Hey, Coach Christy, give me something to write about today. I will see your post and I will reply with it, some prompts." Or you can do like I do and just write down your thoughts, like you're texting a friend. Here's what I'm thinking about today. Here's what I'm worried about. Here's what I'm excited about. Whatever. There's no right or wrong way. How about this one? Journaling feels like busy work. New thought. Journaling helps me see what's working and what's not, so I don't have to guess. Journaling is a way for me to connect to myself. That's not busy work. That's imperative for having the relationship you want to have with yourself and food. Here was one of mine. And this one was particularly like valid for me when my mom got real sick a couple years ago. I was afraid to journal because I didn't want to see my messy thoughts. So if that is y'all, if you're like, ooh, I don't want to see what's up there, I don't want to open Pandora's box, so to speak. Here's a new thought. If you don't acknowledge your thoughts, you can't change them. And that's what Dr. Phil says, Dunny. I quote Dr. Phil a lot. You can't change what you don't acknowledge. I think that's what he says, right? And I agree with that. I totally agree with that. But here's what I also think. The thoughts are happening. You are experiencing the feelings from the thoughts, regardless if you acknowledge them or not. Regardless if you put them on paper, they are there. Because those thoughts, the things that Steve is saying, they are just automatic. And so I am experiencing the feelings from those thoughts, whether or not I write them down. And for me, stopping it enough, getting my water in, feeling motivated to work out, that all stems from knowing what I'm thinking that's going to keep me from doing that. So if I want to show up the way that I want to in my life, then I have to know the thoughts that are going to keep me from doing that. And journaling is a great way for you to see them plain as day. It's not the same as just like listening to your thoughts because it can feel a little bit chaotic if you're just trying to grab them while they're all running around in your head. But once you write them down on paper, I've used this analogy a lot. To me, it feels like you're taking all those toddlers that are just running around up in your brain and you're strapping them in little car seats and you're sitting them down one in a row. I picture like all my little thought toddlers in a row and they're all just sitting in the car seats, but they're strapped in and I can see each one of them and I can decide, do I want to keep that one? Do I need to level that thought up? Is that going to help me today or not? The goal is not to be perfect with journaling. It's just to figure out how to see your thinking. Okay. So a few ways to start. I already talked about one. Write one sentence a day. Just at the end of your day, just be like, how did I do today? Did I like the way I showed up? Right? You can set a timer for 2 minutes and just jot down whatever comes to mind. You can journal 3 to 4 times a week, like I do. I'm a probably about a 6-dayer, 6 day a week. I did not start out that way, remember? Instead of doing it daily, if that feels better for you, or you can just do it once a week. If you want to do like a recap of your week and check in, like if you want to say, like, okay, on Sundays, I'm gonna go through my week and I'm gonna do a deep data dive and I'm gonna write a few sentences about what went well this week, what things I think I need to tweak, what do I want to do next week? Like you can just do it once a week as sort of like a reset, so to speak. Here's some sort of journaling prompts that might be helpful. So for example, in the morning you could write, what is my focus for today? What are my obstacles? How do I want to show up today? What's going to get in my way? What am I going to eat today? What am I looking forward to today? Those are all great morning prompts. How do I want to feel at the end of the day today? Remember in my journal, I said, go to bed with a neutral stomach. That's I told myself, you want to go to bed with that neutral stomach. What could get in my way and how will I handle it? Something that you could, if you want to try journaling in the evening, how did today go? Just generic. Did I eat in a way that felt good to me? What did I do well? What's one thing that I want to do differently tomorrow? I think if you remember in my journal, I said something about water. I think my water had slipped a little bit. And so I was like, nope, got to get back to water tomorrow. If you want to do sort of more of a like connection to yourself, like a self-reflection, here's some things you could journal about. What thoughts keep coming up for me? How am I showing up for myself? What do I need to remind myself about being in maintenance? And don't forget, you can always end with an affirmation at the end of your journaling. This is something that I do. I wasn't doing it back then, but now I always end my journaling sessions with myself with my daily affirmation. Something simple like I'm capable of maintaining my weight because I show up for myself. I kind of alluded to my affirmation in this journaling that I read to y'all when I said, I use the power of my thinking and my no BS tools to maintain my weight or to lose weight. That was my affirmation for the longest time. I use the power of my thinking to trust the wisdom of my stomach, right? I would end every journaling session with that. It was just a great reminder and intention for how I wanted to think each day. So, as we kind of wrap up this little chat about journaling and how it's helped me, I want you to remember that it doesn't have to be overwhelming or complicated. Start small, one sentence, a few minutes, whatever feels doable for you. If you take anything away from what I've said for the last 20 minutes, 25 minutes, it's this. Journaling helps you stay aware, intentional, and in control of your habits and your maintenance of your weight. It's just a tool to support you. It's not a chore that you need to check off. So give it a try and see what happens for you. It's been a huge game changer for me. Okay, let me see. Jean says, fun fact, the perfectionist in me used to rewrite my journaling if it got messy or had crossouts, a throwback to my school note-taking days. Now my journaling is a beautiful mess, getting the thoughts out of my head. Thank you for sharing that, Jean. Our shops a lot. I know her name is Jean, but she shops a lot in your chat. Yeah, shops a lot. I did the same thing. I would rip out pages. And actually, my journaling also has lots of one-letter things. Like when I talk about my husband, Mike, I just write M. Or the kids, I'll just write J for Jack, A for Emma. I don't even spell out. In fact, I abbreviate overeats with OE. I just write OE because there's words that I write a lot. So I just abbreviate because no one's going to read it but you. This is not about like, you're not writing a novel. This is just about, getting their thoughts out. Like I said, I don't even go back and read my journals anymore. In fact, when they get full, I throw them away. So it's not like you're not keeping this as an ongoing tool. It is a tool for the day. It's like taking a vitamin, right? Like you just take it and it's done. And so you can get rid of it. Pam says, can you repeat that affirmation again, please? Yes. I use the power of my thinking to trust the wisdom of my stomach. One of my favorite, I use that affirmation for like 2.5 years. I use the power of my thinking to trust the wisdom of my stomach. Yes, Paula says thought toddlers. Yes, thought toddlers. I feel like that. Sylvia says, my handwriting has been very messy this week, very much like my mind, as I've had a lot of world worries. So today I slowed down and concentrated on slowing down and relaxing. That's beautiful, Sylvia. Love that. It can be helpful, Sylvia, if you write down what those worries are. You can just list them out. A lot of times my journaling will just look like a list. Like I'm just leading up to this, my son's wedding, a lot of my journaling was like, here are my worries today. Here are my worries today. Sometimes my journaling looks like a to-do list. Like I literally will be start writing about my thoughts. And then I just feel like I've got so much on my mind that I need to do. I stop, drop, and make a list. Here's what I'm doing today. Da, 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 da. And then I feel like I can get back on to my thoughts. So it can look like however you want it. Ask chat. Oh, Emma says, yes, ask chat GPT for prompts. I got a month's worth on the topic I wanted. Yes, such a good idea. My no BS to keep me from doing it is I don't know what to write. Yes, nailed it, Christy. Yeah. Your Steve says, I don't know what to write, like as if there was a right answer or not. Yes, absolutely. iPhone 2 says, many times I'll journal and then shred it. I also use shorthand for some of the words. I don't need anyone else. Yes, exactly. Okay, so here's what my challenge to y'all, because y'all know after every maintenance call, we get a little challenge. My challenge for y'all is to try some form of journaling this week, and then come to the maintenance group on Facebook if you're in it, and just tell us how it went. Give us your prompt that you used, if you just whatever you want to share, and let's just see if you are not a journaler. Let's just see. Let's be open to experimenting. Okay, let's get to some coaching. Leah, you are up. I am going to pull you up, promoting to panelists. Leah Ackley has her hand raised. The rest of you, we probably will have time to get to a couple more. So make sure that you raise your hand if you want some coaching. Remember, it doesn't have to be about journaling. It can be about anything you want. Okay, Leah, are you coming up? I pulled her up and then she went away. Okay. Anybody else want coaching today? This is y'all's chance. I've got a couple of questions in the Q&A while y'all are getting brave to raise your hands. Oh, it's okay, Leah. She says, so sorry, I didn't mean to raise my hand. That's okay. You must be maintaining your weight like a boss, Leah. Okay, Darlene says, I'm 3 pounds above my range, trying to lose 5 to 8 pounds for a while. Not sure what is keeping me from it. Sounds like a great opportunity to journal. So here's where I'd start, Darlene. I would start in the evenings with that assessment sentence. If you are not a journaler, Darlene, I would start at the end of each day and I would write one sentence about how you showed up with stopping at enough and waiting for hunger. Just one sentence. Where do I think I overate today? Because that's where I would start. I would just start digging into that. I overate today at dinner because, and let's see what comes up for you. And then bring it to me in Facebook. Here's what came up for me, Coach Christy. I overate dinner because it tasted so good. I overate dinner because I was watching TV and totally checked out. I overate dinner because my brain said, well, you didn't eat very much today, so go ahead, right? My biggest obstacle for stopping at enough is you can afford it. Right now, that's what my Steve says all of the time. You're in maintenance, and right now I'm at the very low end of my maintenance. I even went a little below it. Last week, just I wasn't eating very much, the stress and just doing things. Steve was like, "Well, you can afford it. Like, go ahead. You can have ice cream. You can eat it after dinner. You can afford it, right?" So listen for what's happening. So, Darlene, that's where I would start. Start with one sentence at the end of each day, an assessment of how you did with stopping at enough at each meal, and if you overate, because. I think I overate at dinner because, and then bring it to me in maintenance or take it to ask coaches. Take it to ask coaches and say, okay, here's what my brain is saying that's keeping me from stopping at enough. Okay, that's where I would start. Gloria, I just don't know how to handle some of the things going on without comfort eating. Gloria, I get it. You are outside of your window of tolerance with all the things that you're doing and going through with your family and all the things that are on your plate. So, the fact that you are overeating for comfort, the number one thing that I want you to do, Gloria, the number one thing is don't make that a big deal. Do not make the fact that you are using food to cope with caring for your sister right now a big deal. When we are overeating and then we layer on judgment, worry, stress, mean talk to ourselves, we will never be able to see and help ourselves because nobody wants to investigate when there's judgment around it. Nobody. So the only thing that I want you to do right now, Gloria, is don't make that a big deal. There are lots of coping mechanisms, y'all. Alcohol, shopping, sex, eating. Exercise, take a bath, meditation, chat with friends. There are lots of ways to cope with big emotions and things that are going on in our life. And for a lot of us, food is one of them. The goal is not to never use food again to cope with your big feelings. That's not the goal because you likely will.
It's okay. That's what happened to me, Gloria. I thought I had all my stuff together. I got into my first goal weight. I was so excited. I was like, this was pretty easy. And then my life handed me a situation that I had never been in before. My firstborn left for college. Literally in the same week, we moved to a different state. We were building a house. It wasn't ready. We had to live in a hotel. My daughter had to, I could go on and on and on about what was going on in my life that I had never experienced before. And I used food to cope and put on 15 pounds. And the number one thing that I was doing that kept me from getting that 15 pounds off was beating myself up about the 15 pounds. It was going through it and saying, Chrissy, just do the thing. Get your shit together. Why are you doing this? You know what to do. It was so easy. Why can't it be easy like it was? That was the number one thing that I was doing that was making it hard. Instead, what I needed to say is, hey, love, what's going on with you? How do you feel about Jack leaving for college? Like, this is a big deal. It's okay. This is hard. It's all right. What do you need today? That's how I needed to be talking to myself. That's not how I was talking to myself. I had people telling me things like, well, listen, I mean, he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. He's so smart. He's responsible. And I felt bad because I knew that part. I wasn't going to be fine. But everybody kept telling me he was going to be fine. So what I heard was, what's your problem? Why are you sad? Like, he's going to be fine. I wasn't acknowledging that I wasn't fine, that I was sad. And let me tell you what, now that we're talking about Miss Gloria, I think the reason I was able to maintain my weight during this wedding was because I did a lot of acknowledging all of my feelings, and I had them all. Overwhelmed. I had so many people at my house, y'all. And y'all know I just moved into this house 3 weeks ago. It was not ready for company, but we got it there. Sadness that my boy was marrying someone else, that there's going to be, a woman in his life more important than me now. Happiness for him embarking on this new adventure. And I think the reason I was able to maintain my weight during this was because I let all those feelings be. Now, did I overeat? You know I did, y'all. You know I did. I totally did. I did not show up perfectly. I was a hot mess some days, but I just allowed those feelings. So, Gloria, that's my number one goal for you right now, is I want you not to beat yourself up about this, that you're outside, because that is going to allow you to then say, what do I need today? What do I need? How can I support myself emotionally throughout the day today? So food doesn't have to be the number one, doesn't have to be the number one combo on the menu of options. And I know it's going to be tough. I know it's going to be challenging. I don't know if you know, Gloria, but I have a younger sister who has cerebral palsy and is in a wheelchair, and she was here for this wedding. She requires complete physical care, shower, bathroom, fix her food, do all the things. It's a lot. It's a lot to have to take care of somebody like that. So I get it. I get it. So it's important to ask yourself, what do I need today? What can I give myself today? Maybe it's a thought. Maybe it's an activity. Maybe it's a break. But we can't be worrying about this. What'd you say? How much is it? Comfort eating. You didn't even say your weight number, but you said comfort eating. We can't be worried and beating ourselves up that we're comfort eating, because that's just going to put a layer of judgment and worry that's not going to help you see what you really need. Okay. Okay. Susan, I've been in my maintenance range, but my mindset is still in lose weight mode. I can relate to that, Susan. You must have missed my call a couple months ago. I'm going to give you a thought in just a second. It's because I haven't hit that goal weight number yet, so I'm still in weight loss mode. Okay, wait. Oh, wait. Then she goes on. She has another question. She says, Susan says, I guess the question is, should I reassess my maintenance range, set the goal weight as the top, middle, or what? Okay. So, Susan, In the maintenance course, there is a module, art module. There is a lesson on what's different about maintenance. And I'm just going to, spoiler alert, the answer is your mindset. So if you are in your maintenance range, but you're at the top, I guess I'm confused, Susan. Type in the Q&A, are you in your range or not? Because you say, I've been in my maintenance range, but my mindset is still in lose weight mode. It's because I haven't hit that goal weight number. You mean you have like a specific number that you're trying to see? Maybe like the lowest number or something like that. So I don't know. I need the answer to that. Type that in the Q&A. If you are in your range, she says, yes, I'm in my range. Oh, a specific number I want to hit. Okay. Well, so if there's a specific number that you want to hit, then you're still in weight loss. Then you're still trying to lose weight. So you are still in weight loss mode. But you're within your range, and that's okay. Cause a lot, I do that, you know, sometimes I'll say, well, I'm in my range, but I want to get a little bit lower. So then you ask yourself, where is the overeating that I can clean up? Right? Where can I eat just a little bit less? Because if you're within your range, but you're trying to get lower in your range, y'all, it's like a couple bites at each meal. So that's what I would challenge you to do, Susan. I would leave 2 bites at every meal. I would just start doing that. Or maybe just lunch and dinner. I would just leave a little bit behind, because that's where that, if you're within your range, but you're just trying to get a little bit lower, I'm going to guess it's probably like 2 or 3 pounds, then it's just going to be a couple bites. And it may take you like a month, you know, but it's just going to be a couple bites here or there. We don't need to do any like big sweeping to get that weight off. Because if, especially also, if you set your maintenance range, like sort of as a guess, like you're like, I'm just throwing a dart. I don't even know. That's kind of what I did when I picked 175 in the beginning. I was like, I don't know if that's where I want to be. I don't know. I probably picked it because that's what Corinne talked about for the longest time. So you may need to tweak a little bit where you are. You'll know if you leave a couple bites at each meal or lunch and dinner, if you leave a couple of bites and you don't even miss them, you're not even, well, yeah, then you can get a little bit lower in your range because you're probably just overeating just a skosh, right? So yes, that's what I would recommend. I would recommend you're still in weight loss mode. And I really, really think just leave a couple of bites at lunch and dinner, start with that. Or if you just want to do dinner, that's fine too, and see how that goes. But leave 2 bites behind and let's see what happens to your weight. It may take a few weeks for it to kind of register, but just start there. That's what I would do. Okay, let's see. We got a hand raised. Thank goodness, y'all. I've been chatting. Okay, Jan Ortiz from Texas. Jan from Texas. Did you know that I'm in Texas? I don't know if you knew that, Jan. All right, I'm pulling you up as a panelist. Let's see. You're welcome, Gloria. Oh, honey. We're crying with you. It's okay, Gloria. We're here for you. Paula says my mic keeps fading in and out. Sorry, y'all. Is everybody testing that? Everybody attesting to that? All right. Let's see. Candy, I'm going to pull you up. I'm not sure what happened. Y'all keep raising your hands accidentally. Let's see if Candy's ready. Sound is fine for me, says Emma. Thanks, Emma. I have missed y'all so much. Leah says sounds fine to me. All right, Candy. I'm trying to pull you up. Come on, Zoom. Anybody else have a question? You can pop it in the Q&A. Susan, I hope that helped for you. All right, let's see. Is anybody coming? Candy, I pulled you up too. Nobody. Nobody else. Everybody else is doing great. Everybody else is in their maintenance range and they're like loving it and like life is easy. Everybody, I love that. Okay, well, good. That means we're doing a good job here at NoBS. Okay, Monique says, I thought I was in maintenance in November when I was at 128. I started working out 5 days a week in November. And now I have lost an additional 13 pounds and I'm at 115. Should this be my new maintenance weight range? Well, Monique, my question to you is, do you like the way you're eating? Do you like the way your food choices? Do you feel great? Do you feel like you have enough energy to get done what you need to get done? Are there worries about declaring 115 to, I don't know what you would say, 115 to 128? Like, do you have worries about that? I would write all that out. What a great journaling topic for you, Monique. What are your worries about declaring 115? What are your thoughts? What do you think? Right? And then I would say, do you ask yourself, do I like the way I'm eating right now? Do I like my food choices? Do I like how my food feels in my body? Do I feel like I have enough energy? Do I have the relationship with food that I want to have? Right? Do not put so much weight on declaring a maintenance range. It can be fluid. There is nothing magical that happens when you declare a maintenance range, other than in your mind, it kind of gives you like upper limit and a lower limit. But even when the word limit is so stupid, right? Because at the end of the day, if I like the way that I'm showing up and I am proud of the way I'm eating and I am eating with integrity within myself, that is the driver. That's what we want. We want to use the number that we pick to sort of be like a warning light or like a dashboard, like warning light, like MJ talks about in your car. It's like a little, like, hey, just to kind of be like, because listen, at the end of the day, sometimes we do check out from our thinking, we check out from our awareness of how we're eating. Sometimes we do. But if we have numbers, right? If we have numbers, we can use the number as an opportunity to trigger an investigation as to what is going on with us. That is really the point of maintenance, setting a maintenance range. It's just an opportunity to say, oh, shoot, I just noticed I'm kind of at the upper end. What's going on with me? Like, is something going on in my life? Am I overeating a little bit? Like in my journal entry that I read to y'all at the beginning, I said some things had gotten sloppy. Right. And I started, y'all remember the very first thing I read was what did I say? Oh no, I already flipped the page. Darn it. I can't find my anymore. But I think the first thing I said was I was up 2.8 pounds or something from the lowest weight I've been or something. And so I used the number as an opportunity to check in with myself. So don't get caught up in like naming the perfect range. If you are feeling great, you're liking the way you're eating, then this is what you weigh today because of that, right? And your maintenance range is just the numbers are just triggers for you to check in with yourself. Like, for example, I hit in the 140s over the wedding, and that is below my maintenance range. And it was an opportunity for me to say, hey, how are you feeling physically? Because that's kind of low for you. I haven't been in the 140s, y'all. I don't even probably since fifth grade. And it was an opportunity for me to say, like, are you eating enough? Like, how are you feeling energy-wise? Right. It was just a way for me to check in. Just like when I was up at the high end, it's an opportunity for me to go, hey, what's getting sloppy here? Right. What's happening? Okay. Oh, Monique says, yes, I like the way I'm eating and what I'm doing. I don't really want to go lower because I think it won't be sustainable to go any lower. I also worry if I don't continue working out 5 days a week, I will gain weight back and then I have to reset my maintenance range. Okay. So here's the thing, Monique. Couple of things. I don't really want to go lower because I think it won't be sustainable to go lower. Do you feel like you're sustaining it now? If you like the way you're eating, you are paying attention to hunger and enough, getting your water in, getting your sleep in, and working out. If you like all that, why is that not sustainable? What is it about it that is making it not sustainable? Are you having to talk yourself into this every day? And it's like a chore, and you're having to, like, okay, come on, we got to do this. We have this. Is that what you're worried about? What exactly is not maintainable? I would question that. I would question what, because you are sitting at 115 right now because of the way that you're eating. So, what is it about what you're doing that is not sustainable? And let's look at that. Because if you're doing things that are like, super hard. If you're not eating the way you want to eat, you're cutting out all kinds of stuff, and that's not sustainable. Let's talk about that, right? But exactly what are you doing right now that your brain is telling you is not sustainable? Let's understand that. You also say, I also worry if I don't continue working out 5 days a week, I will gain weight back, and then I have to reset my maintenance range. How about this? Let's just see what happens. Let's just see what happens. I love it when our brain, worrying is the most indulgent emotion, and it's really our brain's way of wanting certainty about something, right? It's like raising the white flag. It's like, hey, this is what we're worried about. This is the dangerous thing that is going to happen to us. Okay. So when you are worried about what will happen if I stop working out, the first thing you should tell yourself is, it could be this or it could be that. It could change nothing. Or my weight could go up. But either way, you'll deal with that when and if it happens. Like, make that promise to yourself. Here's what I say when my brain is worrying, I say to myself all the time, I promise if it happens, I will reach out and get some help. I will investigate. I will support myself through it. I just make that promise because I don't know what's going to happen. But I promise you this, I'll have my own back. I will figure it out. I'll never give up. What happens if you work out, if you stop working out and you put on a little pounds? Guess what? You'll come to a coaching call and you'll raise your hand and be like, "Hey, I stopped working out and I put on a couple pounds. What do you think?" And we'll talk about it. We'll figure it out, right? Okay. Anonymous says, "I need a journal prompt to help me understand why I am so committed in the morning and so disconnected at night." Well, if I was going to journal and I wanted a prompt, I would journal at night. I would make myself connect at night and I would see what's going on up there. Now, your brain, your Steve, if y'all don't know, Steve is the guy that lives in my brain. He's my habit brain. If your Steve is like, oh, don't journal at night. We don't want, he's going to have a bunch of stuff to say. He's going to have a bunch of reasons you should not journal at night. We're too tired. It's going to take too much time. Stupid. It's going to be stupid. We don't even know what we're thinking, whatever. But I would start with, what am I disconnecting from right now? What do I need a break from? I would write that at night and I would just start with like making a list. If your Steve is like, don't journal, that's too hard, then just make a list. Here's what I think I'm disconnecting from. Here's what's happening. What do I want to connect to? What do you want to connect to at night? What are you disconnecting from and what do you want to be connected to? Maybe you want to be connected to break time, relaxation. Maybe that's what you want to connect to, but your Steve is saying you need to be connected to cleaning the toilets. Like, I'd want to disconnect from that too, just so you know. Okay. Any other questions in the Q&A? All right, Darlene. Darlene's got her hand raised. Let's see what's going on with Miss Darlene. I'm going to promote you. While she's coming up, Monique says it is sustainable now. Been at 115 since the beginning of January. I just worry if I continue to lose more that it won't be sustainable. Well, you'll know because whatever actions are getting you lower, you'll decide if there are actions you want to keep or not. Don't ask yourself, do I want to keep the number? Ask yourself, do I want to keep the actions? Okay. So as you, if the number goes down, Monique, then ask yourself, do I want to keep, can I sustain the actions that got me to be lower? Or not. Okay, Miss Darlene. Hey, girl.
Hi, Christy.
How are you?
Thanks for answering my question. I
Of
was so sad
course.
no one came up to talk. I did see someone said they weren't in maintenance, so they couldn't. That's why they didn't. I don't know if you saw that, but
No, I didn't see that.
anyway, so I thought I'd join you.
Thanks.
I'm at my high end of my maintenance range, and it was funny hearing people talk about how they picked the range because it was such a difficult choice when I was there, but now I'm at the high end. And I worked really hard last month to like drop a couple pounds, and it just didn't happen. And I don't know why. I feel like I always wait till I'm hungry. That
Okay.
feels like, but obviously I'm going over. And I was realizing I was eating a cookie every night because I decided to have a cup of decaf at night. That was my closing my kitchen moment. And then I was having a cookie too often. I said, I don't want to in maintenance like that, so I stopped, and it was fairly easy to stop. And I don't know, I'm obviously eating past enough. And in the very beginning of February, I was very active and did a lot of movement, and then the second half, not so much, and it didn't seem to make a difference at all either way. And
Okay.
just we have some stress. Well, I guess it manifests itself more in me, but some stress that is, it's kind of calming down now, but I started grinding my teeth at night because I have such a stress, and I had to get a whole dentist thing and mouth guard. And I did it before and actually lost. I cracked a perfectly healthy tooth and I got an implant, blah, blah, blah. But now I'm back there again. So it's like we're going on a cruise in the end of July. We have a lot of ducks we have to figure out to get in a row to get everything organized. And it's like I never was on a cruise before. I can't imagine not cooking for a week because I cook every day, 3 meals a day. So that's just like I don't journal. I went to the journaling camp. So just trying to figure out, like you said, it's some overeating past enough. It's got to be doing it. So I don't know. I just wanted to see your thoughts where I should go from here. I like your idea starting journaling and but I get attached to what I write. It's weird. I don't know why. That would be something to journal about, I guess. Whatever I write, because I like to reread it like years later, I think is what. Anyway, okay, you talk now.
She's like, I'm done talking. Okay, first of all, thank you for raising your hand and sharing. It's such a good, okay. So I want you to see the first thing is that you brought up a solution. You're like, oh, I kind of want to start journaling and see what's going on. And then your Steve immediate was like, well, let me tell you why you shouldn't do that because you know you get attached to that journaling. And that's how it goes, right?
Or I don't know
Anytime you
what's
come
right.
up with a solution, like a something to try, what almost always follows is the reason it's not a good idea or the reasons you shouldn't. Okay. So let's stay in that space of curiosity. I have a couple thoughts. One is you said, okay, first of all, you said you're at the high end of your maintenance range, which is still in maintenance. I said
Yeah,
all this,
technically
but
not. No, I'm actually, well, as of today, because it went up again.
okay.
As I am like 3 pounds above it out of the
Okay, so
highest.
you're a little bit above, okay, a little bit above your maintenance range. When you, w and what you've tried is cutting out the cookie. You've tried cutting out the cookie, and then you've tried increasing activity.
And I was, yeah, and I stopped at enough. I made this whole paper, it's over there somewhere, with like five different things. It's like I wanted to talk to myself out loud. I actually talked to my husband and I said, okay, because I'll like all of a sudden I'll eat something. And to him, it looked like I would just went and ate something. But I'd sit here and I'd like try to talk myself out of it in my head. And I told him what happened. And I said, now I'm going to start saying it out loud. So,
How long have you been? Okay, so how long did you cut out the cookie?
oh, the whole month. I mean, I said, well, okay, I was doing it almost not every night, but probably at least 5 times a week,
Okay.
maybe four. So I said, well, okay, so what am I going to? Well, let's try to only do it 4 times in a month or whatever I said, a couple. And so I was like, well, I don't want it, so I'm not going to have it. And I think I only did it like 4 times maybe that month.
Okay, and that was in February.
Yeah, but it really didn't seem like it made a difference. And then I said I'd
Okay.
talk to myself out loud, but
Okay, and it did you bring it back or is it still gone?
well, I just thought about it last night. I ate one last night and then I ate, but we had popcorn too, and it's like,
Were you hungry
and
for the
then
popcorn?
no, I just was gonna plan it, but I never put it on there. But no, and then I ate a fairly large dinner too.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm obviously eating past enough and I did really
Well,
well.
okay, but Darlene, you just said, I
I
said, were you
know.
hungry for the popcorn? You said no. And then you said, I
No.
ate a fairly large dinner. So does that mean you overate dinner?
Yeah, probably, but I feel like the month in February, I just felt like I tightened it up so much and no results. And I think I just slacked off a little bit again. So
Right? Because now your Steve is like, oh, we worked so hard the month of February and didn't get any results. So, I'll show you. I'm not going to do any of those things anymore because I might as well,
Oh.
right? So this
But
is, what do you
I don't
think?
know.
So what do you think's going on? He wants to be rewarded
I
with
don't
it
know.
for his efforts, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I like I
Are you
said
proud
the
of yourself for the way you cut back in February?
Yeah, I'm proud of myself for everything I've done. I just feel, and like you said, all my clothes still fit. I have 2 pairs of pants. My husband hates them anyway, so it's like I should just get rid of them. But everything fits. It's like, but I don't want to wait. I guess I'm afraid, and I think I heard it might have been one of your calls, probably in February. Somehow it came up that I want to get lower in my range as low as I can to go on this cruise. I think I'm afraid if I go at the cruise now at this weight, what would I weigh when I got back?
Okay.
That's very me, I think.
Okay, so the first thing I want you to do is I want you to think about how we can take this pressure of the cruise coming off. When you put yourself in a pressure cooker to lose weight, it almost always backfires.
It's my teeth.
Yes.
I mean,
So we
that's
gotta
just.
take that up. Let me ask you this, Darlene. If you went on this cruise right now at this size, at this weight, would you have an amazing time?
Yeah, I'm sure I would. I've
Okay.
never been on a cruise before, so I have no frame of reference. If somebody in my mobility group said it's a great way to practice leaving food on your plate, and I'm like, that's a great idea. I love that you said that. And I'm like, I'm definitely going to do that.
Right, but
But
you can start doing that right now, Darlene.
yeah,
You can start doing that right now.
I do that. I just can't figure out where something's just not clicking because I lost
You
like
just told me
45.
that. Stop saying you can't figure it out. You just told me you ate popcorn and you weren't hungry. You overate dinner and you went
Yeah,
past out
well, that
of
was just last night. That was just
dinner.
last night. I felt like I
Well,
was doing great all the other times.
okay. So here's the thing. Here's what I see. In February, you made some good strides. You cut out the cookie. You increased activity. Right? You didn't tell me anything else that you might have been trying to stop it enough, but those were the two things you did mention.
Myself out loud.
Talking to yourself out loud is okay to try to understand your hunger or understand urges. What were you saying to yourself?
Like, I guess trying to talk myself out of it. Like, if I wanted to eat something that I felt like, wasn't necessary
Okay.
because I wasn't hungry.
Okay.
I'm trying to think what else I did. I wish I should have grabbed that paper and think about
No,
it,
it's
but
okay. It's okay.
I
This is
didn't know what I was
amazing.
going to.
This is amazing. I think it's amazing that you're trying all of these things to make sure that you're following doable hunger, right? That is amazing. You should be super proud of yourself. Where we get into trouble is when we have the expectation that the effort that we made should get us where we want to go.
Yeah, I thought I'd have
Because
a little.
that frustrates us, right? So we need to drop that expectation. We need to ask ourselves, Diane, Darlene, do you want to be the kind of person that doesn't eat cookies at night for no reason or for an emotional reason? Is that the kind of person you want to be?
Right, I don't want to eat
Or are
them
you
every night.
only doing it to lose weight?
No, I don't want to eat it every day. It just feels like a bad habit. Like, I don't need it. I don't want it. It was like when I decided I didn't want to do it, it was pretty easy to do. But it's like now, it's like, but I think I'm worried about the cruise. That's
Yes.
what came up in that last month in one of the calls.
Yes.
Because that was well, I talked to Corinne a long time ago about getting to my goal, and I was so afraid of maintaining it. And now here I am. And it's because I never could maintain before. I probably lost 250 pounds if you add it all up between losing and then gaining it back. 250. And now I lost 45 to 50 in no BS. And I was just looking at myself in my nightie this morning, and I have a picture of myself with the same nightie on somewhere. I'm sure my husband could find it. And it is so tight on me compared to the way it is now. And I was looking at myself this morning with it on, and I'm like, you are doing great, but I just feel like I want to get, and I just like 5 to 8 pounds. And it's like, why is it difficult right now? I don't know. Because there's a lot
It's
of things going on.
difficult because you're telling yourself
No, I
what?
tell myself that too.
Yes, you're telling yourself
No.
what?
I don't know. I'm telling myself, there's a lot of stuff going on in my brain, and I think I do need the journal. That's my one.
Yeah. Well, one of the things you're telling
I
yourself
think to
is
help me
that
figure it out.
one of the things you keep saying over and over and over again is, I don't know. You keep saying, I don't understand. I don't know. I did the things. I did this in February and it didn't work. You keep telling yourself that. As long as we stay in that space of, I don't know what to do, we're never going to find the answer.
Yeah, when I was
Because
waiting to
we're
see
not going to look.
if you were going to call me up, I was thinking, well, maybe I should just do one of those sheets again and work on the rest of the month. That's, and see what I could do that way.
Here's what I would do.
Yeah,
You
what
said you
did you?
wanted to kind of start journaling, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
The other thing.
can I give you a little homework assignment, Darlene?
Yeah, it's like I was going to say my three things. I feel like I don't know what to write, and I feel like I can't do it. Like you said, you go somewhere and you're private. My husband's always here. Like it's hard to find quiet time. Like when he knew I was going to be called, he's like, I'll just go outside. So he went outside now. We full time in an RV. So we're in 43 feet. I always joke with my mother-in-law, I'm here, he's right there. Like he's
Okay.
always. So I feel like I can't do it unless I have private time where I can think.
Okay. Well, put it. Do you have AirPods? Do you have earbuds?
Well,
Headphones?
that's a whole long story. I got a
Okay.
new. Now you
I'm gonna
can't
give you
just.
some suggestions.
I
Do
don't.
it when you're sitting on the toilet. Hopefully he doesn't come in there when you're on there. Just do it. You I just need like 2 minutes. This is all we need. I need 2 minutes because your homework assignment's gonna take you 2 minutes.
Okay, I
I
will
need
do
you
it.
2 minutes by yourself. Go outside if you can. It might be cold where you are. But go sit on the toilet. Put in some AirPods. Ask him to just walk out for 2 minutes. Whatever. Do it when you're sitting in your car. If you go to the store, whatever. 2 minutes is all I need.
Okay.
For the next winter cruise.
End of July.
Okay, so we got time. So
Yes.
between now and our next maintenance call, so like 30 days, I
Okay.
want you to write every day. Here's your journaling prompt, the same one for 30 days.
Okay.
Here's how I'm going to lose weight today. That's your prompt. Here's how I'm going to lose weight today. That's it. That's going to do a couple things. It's going to give your brain, it's going to show your brain that you're in the driver's seat of weight loss. It's going to give you an opportunity to identify where your obstacles are for the day. And it's going to give you the opportunity to come up with solutions to those obstacles. Here's how I'm going to lose weight today. Oh, we're going to my most favorite pizza place. Okay, I'm going to lose weight today because I am going to whatever. I'm going to After two pieces, I'm going to pause and I'm going to drink a bunch of water and I'm going to reassess. Whatever it is, whatever your little brain comes up with, that's your journal prompt. And you can just make a list. Here's how I'm going to lose weight today. Three things I'm going to do, whatever, two things I'm going to do. I'm going to remind myself this because when we say how I'm going to lose weight today, it means what things am I going to do and what things am I going to think. I'm going to remind myself that I'm just a little bit above my maintenance. This doesn't have to be hard. That's what I'm going to do to lose weight today. I'm going to have a positive mindset toward my weight loss.
I like that. This doesn't have to be hard
Doesn't have to be hard, but
because
we
it
layer on the hard when we put on the pressure of the
was.
cruise and we put on, oh my God, I'm outside of my range. We make it so hard to actually get to the problem. This is what I was telling Gloria, about beating herself up about her using food to cope because she's taking care of her sister. First thing is don't beat yourself up about the fact that you're using food to cope. Because that's a layer of shit we don't need to work through. If we got to pull that one back, it's going to take longer. So let's just pull that one back and just get rid of that. Don't make this a big deal. Don't make this hard. Stay in how am I losing weight today? What am I doing today? Your brain is going to want to worry and make it all these, what about the cruise? And oh my God, we've never been this high. And we thought this, what a waste of mental energy. I'd rather
Yes,
you
I don't
spend
have
your
time
mental
for you.
energy going, how can I lose weight today? How can I eat today? Who do I want to be with my food today? Right? I need 2 minutes. That's it for the next 30 days. You in?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Will you reach out and let me know how you're doing on Facebook? All
If I can figure it out, yes.
right.
I
Or you can email
don't
into
care.
support and they'll send it to me.
I'll figure out Facebook. I just don't look at it a lot. I'm in
That's all
all the
right.
groups and all the stuff, but I just don't look at it that much.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, thanks for raising your hand.
Sure. It's like some Christy needed someone to talk to.
I do need someone to talk to y'all. I mean, I like
It's
listening.
I appreciate
Right.
it.
Listen, well, safe travels to you. And I'm anxious for you to check in with me next month and let me know how it went with the journaling. Here's how I'm going to lose weight today. That's your prompt for the next 30 days.
Thank you
You
so
got it.
much.
You're welcome, love. All right. Good to see you. Bye. Okay, everybody, we went just a little bit over 10 minutes. Sorry about that, but I wanted to make sure I got Darlene up. Thanks for everybody who asked questions in the Q&A. That's another way to get great coaching. And any other questions, you guys know, find me in the maintenance group on Facebook. You can email it or email. You can go to Ask Coaches on the website or you can email into support. And let's stick in maintenance together. Y'all have a good Saturday.